understand a new habitat for a lot of other forms of life. So the one that David chose was in fact covered completely from top to bottom with moss on one side. So also because the tree also was crossing the bridge. So it was quite peculiar because it was growing like that. So also in that sense it was a peculiar tree because it was not moving upwards like regularly, but it goes from one side of the river to the next and kind of connected, which reminded him also of the story of the bridge builders, which is a kind of tribes. There is often few tribes, but then there are also people that get rejected from either one of the tribes, and then they are supposed to also become bridges between two tribes. So the tree was kind of like representing this idea also of the building.
Ilf chose maybe not a tree because there was not even a dead tree anymore. It was a song of X tree, so the trunk was clearly the trunk was there, but the tree was gone. And it was completely covered in like fluorescent moss. Like
moss.
And
why she chose it was that she found out that after a tree dies, it's not completely dead because it's not. There is life. There's other life connected to that tree that continues or that even arises from it.
And that was a very beautiful example of it because it's a big trunk. Like I think a meter in diameter, maybe. Well, not that big actually, but a meter in diameter, and it had a flat surface on which there were all kinds of new entities deposited. So there was like very strange combinations of fungus and mushrooms and undefinable stuff which is like literally like falling from Mars. So we really had the impression like new life, but also in the sense of like that's normally not what we're looking at in the forest. Now we look at like the main life forms, but there was a whole collection of
life forms that surpass Ursula Le Guin by a factor of 10, I think. Quite science fiction like. So beautiful. And that's it. So I'll pass on the